In an excursion like this, we have lots of people who would not necessarily ever come to a Cryon seminar. And without studying what I've said or what's happened, perhaps you don't realize this whole idea of the shift, the idea of what's going on the planet right now, is not New Age. I didn't make this up. This is history, and what makes this so profound is that the ones who gave us the prophecies were the ancients, not the ones that you got when you were growing up. None of what the ancients have said you will find in Scripture, which we call the Holy Bible, or Nostradamus, or any of the modern-day prophets. It's just not there. The ones who prophesied the great shift were the ones watching the stars for generations. We originally got interested in this and what they said, and I went to Mexico to check it out, and that was the Mayans. All of this talk about the Mayan calendar. And that's where I started learning it. What they said, what they meant. And my journey took me to talk to the elders of the Lakota, who had the same doggone prophecy. They didn't know each other. And then you get into the Hopi. The Hopi Indian rock is a prophecy scratched onto the rock. You'll see, it talked about the precession of the equinoxes and the decisions of light and dark. And it's almost like the earth would stop and everybody would have to make a decision. And that is what Cryon's message is. It's about no more fence sitting, that really it is boiling down to light and dark. And what do we see in the Middle East? We see an army that's an evil army without borders, without a country, without even a current language that they speak together. That is an army of evil. This is all the prophecies that the ancients have said were in it. The Mayans said that if we would pass 2012, that wobble of the Earth's center, that precession of the equinox, if we pass it, it's going to be a new ball game, and it's going to be about consciousness. And that's why we're here. And no better place. When Elon says, let's go to Monument Valley, I went, the first thing I said was, why? I didn't get it. And that's when I first started seeing release. But that's the center. That's the center. It's not the four corners, but it could be. It's the center of the great Native American desert. It's the place where the ancients prophesied this here. So what better place to honor an energy we're in that was prophesied not by any of the writings we had as Westerners or any of the scripture that we had as Westerners, because none of that came true. Do you realize none of that came true? If you study your scripture, we're gone. 2000, we were going to have the Armageddon, we're going to have the nuclear war, we're going to have all of those things, and it didn't happen. Flat out didn't happen. We're 16, 17 years later, there are those still expecting it, not realizing it didn't happen. You know, because they read it, it had to happen. It didn't. And now we're on to something brand new. And the ones who, if you want to take a look at what's going to happen and what has been said, you look at the ancients. They're the ones who has prophesied this. That's why I'm sitting here. Hardly is it New Age. It's about as old as it gets. And so that's why Cryon is here giving these messages, to rekindle us to the things of the past and to make it make sense to us, not some highfalutin thing that's in the clouds, but practical things, because we have to go back to work. And so that's why we're here. The channels are short. And they're always ones of celebration. They always honor where they are and the human being. I've never been here. I get excited just looking at all this stuff. I get excited that it belongs to the Navajo. I get excited that I can look at it and it's in peace. Let's begin. Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. My partner has said it all. You sit among prophecy and Gaia. And I'm not going to leave this alone. I want to make you understand the alliance a consciousness that is so much higher than what most who listen to this have. It's a consciousness right here, developed right here, which had an alliance which was so strong that there really was no difference between spirit, the creative source, and Gaia. Gaia fed and clothed all of them. The ancients had this alliance, and it was so strong that it soothed them. Mother Earth. Let's talk about that first. Is there a practical feeling you get? Something that is not esoteric, a practical feeling you get when you think about the love of the earth. Ask a tree hugger. When they hug a tree, does it hug them back? And the answer is always yes. That there is an essence that comes from the earth that pours out, if you allow it, if you feel it. In some lands, and we have discussed where the grids are different, it pours out in a different way. The visits to Ireland, where my partner goes next, is an example, where Gaia is almost untethered and pours out to such a degree that for centuries, those have seen the little people. The manifestations, literally, of the love of Gaia and the communications in all of their lands, that's from the earth. And here, in this desert, it's different. It's a quiet, beautiful, serene love that pours from the planet in its quietness, and those who would sit and ponder it can feel it. Make it practical. When you think about Gaia and you think about what is the Earth's relationship to me, if you do that, expect results. You might find a partner, even in your backyard, that you don't expect. This is the alliance that has been lost. The rekindling of this is the invitation to make your life complete, more complete spiritual, in a way that perhaps you hadn't thought of before. The Western world often sits and meditates. Direct connection to the source, whatever, to spirit, to God, bypassing the earth completely, not understanding that it is sitting there as a partner, ready to enhance the relationship between that which is you and that which is God. What kind of an alliance? It's almost supernatural. It is supernatural. Define supernatural. That is above what you think is normal. And that's because Westerners don't have necessarily the consciousness of the indigenous. The indigenous were so allied with the planet, so connected, that when they had needs and they did ceremonies of alliance, which you might have called rain dances, these ceremonies allied themselves with the planet in such a way that when they needed food, dear ones, let me tell you something. Even the elders have forgotten some of these things because they're old, 300 years ago or more. When they needed food, sometimes the buffalo or others would literally wander into the camp as if on cue. And every single part of the animal would be used and honored. Ceremony would happen because Gaia provided. The animals had an alliance with Gaia and the indigenous with Gaia. They're connected. It's why sometimes you'll see the animals in the wild and you cannot decide what you're looking at. Is it Gaia? Is it an animal? Because they're all aligned together. That's an alliance. That's what we're talking about. Oh, there's more. Talking about Gaia supporting humanity. even today. You don't think about it. And you say, well, that was then, not now. We have our food packaged and delivered. And sometimes it's good. But what about then? And what about now that still exists that you don't ever think of? If you take a child to the forest and the waterfalls, the children will sense that there's something special. You see, the air is fresher. They'll, in their mind, have a perception. Going to the forest is a place that's fresher and good. They want to go again and again and again, not realizing they have no concept of photosynthesis. The trees are pouring out the purest oxygen you'll ever have. The waterfalls are supplying the negative ionization for the personalities to feel better. Do you realize that as you breathe in, the next breath, that's Gaia, designed to give you oxygen, designed to absorb that which you exhale? If there isn't a partnership, that's you. What else? What would you say that is? What would you say that is? That's an alliance. You need each other. You need each other in such a way that is so profound, and yet often there is no even second thought about it. I invite anyone who's listening to have a small ceremony, perhaps daily. Lasts only 30 seconds. Maybe it's when you get up. Maybe it's when you go to bed, which would be appropriate. This is thank you, Gaia, for the partnership. I may not have my feet in the dirt, but I know who you are. Bless this day as the partnership we have together. In a later channeling, I would like to give you a scenario that will be controversial. I have given a portion of it before. I want to tell you geologically what happened here. I'm going to call it anti-geology, because it is not accepted. I'll call about the great geological bias of the day and what they've got wrong. Because there is a magnificent thing that has happened here to create all of this, in a time frame that no one expects. And the land just yells with it. It says, yes, yes. And when I tell you, many of you will look again with a different eye. That's coming up. But for now, so it is.